About 12 minutes to the top of the hour, you're listening to Juno Afternoon. Shelley Delaney, your host, and here with me is Jake Jacoby from the Juno School District. Welcome to the show, Jake.
Thank you, Shelley.
And we've got two senior volleyball players, Kyra and Leilani. Thanks for coming in today, you two.
Thank you. Hi.
All right. So, Jake, you're the activities director at Thunder Mountain High School. What does that entail?
Oh, man. It entails all sorts of stuff. A lot of communications just with all sorts of groups. But in general, I'm here to support all of the activities and athletics that Thunder Mountain has to offer, and whatever that means.
So it's primarily athletics, I think I heard you say?
Yeah, I'd say majority of my time is devoted to athletics, but also activities like the band groups, DDF, the play, all the above. Anything extracurricular is under my umbrella.
Wow, you must be quite busy.
I stay pretty busy.
Do you have a team that you work with?
Yeah, absolutely. I've got a great team of people at Thunder Mountain. Lori Bazell, the activities assistant, and Laura Campos, the finance person there for activities, who works both for JD and Thunder Mountain. And we all stay very busy all year long. So
great. So what made you bring Kyra and Leilani with you to the show today?
Well, we're coming up on the end of our volleyball season. We got just a couple weeks left of the regular season, a big tournament for these girls this weekend up north, and then next weekend, last set of conference games against Juno Douglas, and then on to the postseason. So kind of wrapping up their season, excited to see where these girls take it.
So how's the season gone for you so far? Kyra, we can start with you.
It's been really good. We are undefeated right now in conference, and we're hoping to continue that next week and get first seed at Regions and then see what happens then.
Has your team been to Regions before?
Yes, we have, and we have not ever gone to state. So that is our main goal this season.
And how about you, Leilani? How's it been for you? You've played all four, both of you have played all 4 years of high school and volleyball team.
Yes. I think the season has gone very well. We're coming off of a lot of wins, and it's just made us a stronger team, and it's brought us to a place where we want to be in getting towards, moving towards the goals that we want to accomplish.
What was the most exciting game you had this year?
Against JD, would it be Friday or Saturday night?
Saturday.
Probably it was probably Friday night, just beating them, and it was a battle. It was quite the battle.
It was a close game.
So, yeah, there were three out of the four sets were pretty close, and then Saturday night we knew that we could do it, so we just needed to do it again and not let them beat us on our home court, because we did beat them on their home court. Can't let that happen to us.
Got to win the mental game, mm-hmm. too. Can't let them get in your head. All right, that's great. So,
well, and I'll chime in there. The games between these two teams have been spectacular. I've gotten to watch just about all of them. My wife and I actually have to battle a little bit over who's going to go and watch the games and who's going to stay home with the kids when it's the late ones. So they've just been really, really close games. Thunder Mountain has luckily come out ahead, but they've been anyone's games, you know, 2-3 point wins, just really, really close. And if people are interested in seeing some of that action, next week we do have our final set of games between Thunder Mountain and JD, final set of conference games of the regular season. I know there are going to be a lot more great volleyball that weekend. So on the 26th, the games are at Thunder Mountain. Varsity game tips off at 8 o'clock, but we also have JV games at 6:15 and C team at 4:30. And then on Saturday, we'll be at Juno Douglas High School playing, and varsity game will tip off at 6 o'clock.
So you guys ready for that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Leilani, what's your strength? What's your power move? Is it your serve, your bump, your set, your spike?
Well, I play libero, which is a middle back player, so my strength would be in passing, and they call it a defensive specialist, which is a DS. And basically, we are there to dig hits from the opposing team and basically go for everything and be scrappy. So I think that's my strength.
Does your team do a pretty good job of kind of getting out of your way and letting you go for it?
It all comes down to, like, the communication that I bring out. And right now you can kind of hear that because this last weekend we played in Jive and I was just screaming my heart out, making sure my team could hear me. So, yeah.
And how about you, Kyra? What's your power move?
Blocking right now because we're focused more on our left and right hitters hitting more. So I have to block a lot, and there's a lot of jumping, but yeah, and a little bit of passing in the back row.
And some really good blocks this weekend.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, it sounds like you're a very exciting team to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And best of luck at Regions. Do you know who you will be playing there?
Juno Douglas and Ketchikan.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and that that region tournament will be here in town this year, so we're lucky enough to have an extra weekend of volleyball. We've got Sitka and Edgecombe coming over. Of course, Juno Douglas and Thunder Mountain and Ketchikan coming up. And those games are on November 2nd and 3rd at Juno Douglas. Afternoon games on Friday, and pretty much volleyball all day long on Saturday the 3rd. So schedule is yet to be set in stone, but November 2nd and 3rd, big region volleyball at JDHS.
Well, that sounds like a pretty big event on the old activities calendar there.
Sure is.
Well, best of luck to all of you. And what else do you guys have going on for this fall and for the winter besides volleyball?
Yeah, we kind of just wrapped up a few of the fall sports. Cross country and football ended a couple weeks ago. Got done with another good cross country season, sent some runners up to state, got to experience that. Good shout out to Juno Douglas girls cross country team, state champions. So that was incredibly exciting for the town of Juno as a whole. And then now we're kind of transitioning into the more winter sports. We've got volleyball, swim and dive wrapping up their seasons. Swim and dive's got a couple more out-of-town events before they'll head up to state in early November. And then wrestling is just kicking off, and one reason I wanted to be here today is we have our first home wrestling tournament in Juno. Will be this weekend, starting on Friday. It'll go Friday afternoon, 4 o'clock on, and then Saturday. If you've ever been to a wrestling tournament, you know, you could show up just about any time during the day and see wrestling. We'll get going about 8 or 9 in the morning on Saturday, and I bet we wrap up about 8 o'clock at night. So a ton of wrestling. Just about every school from around Southeast will be in town to see who's the best out there. And they had their first tournament last week in Petersburg, so we're really just getting a feel for all the competition around the region right now.
All right. Well, how's it looking for Thunder Mountain's team?
You know, we've got some really quality wrestlers. We're a bit younger team. We graduated a bunch of seniors last year and the year before. We've had two state champions the last 2 years, both at the 220-pound weight class in Weldon and Tupou the last two consecutive years. So that's been exciting to have somebody on top of the podium for Juno wrestling. And we're just looking for all the kids to make improvements. And I know we've got a good handful of wrestlers that have a good opportunity to be on that podium at state.
Great. Jake and Kyra and Leilani, thank you so much for being here today. And like I said, best of luck in your tournaments and best of luck to the wrestling team when their time has come. And yeah, stop by again sometime and give us another activities update.
Will do. Enjoy being here. Thanks for everyone out in the community who comes and supports our athletes at all of our activities, and hope to see some of you at the wrestling tournament this weekend.
Cool. All right. Thanks, guys.